How different such vessels must be from the wooden, one-masted, green and white painted sloops that glided up and down the river before our house on the bank. Nearly completed her cargo. How momentous the announcement, suggesting ideas, too, of musty bales and cases of silks and satins, and filling me with contempt for the vile deckloads of hay and lumber with which my river experience was familiar. We'll sail on Tuesday, the 20th of May, and the newspaper bore date the 5th of the month, 15 whole days beforehand. Think of that. What an important voyage it must be that the time of sailing was fixed upon so long beforehand. The river sloops were not used to make such prospective announcements. For freight or passage, apply on board. Think of going on board a coppered and copper-fastened brig and taking passage for Bremen. And who could be going to Bremen? No one but foreigners, doubtless. Men of dark complexions and jet-black whiskers who talked French. Comptes slip. Plenty more brigs and any quantity of ships must be lying there. Comte's slip must be somewhere near ranges of grim-looking warehouses with rusty iron doors and shutters and tiled roofs, and old anchors and chain cable piled on the walk. Old-fashioned coffee houses, also, much abound in that neighborhood, with sunburnt sea captains going in and out, smoking cigars and talking about Havana, London, and Calcutta. All these, my imaginations, were wonderfully assisted by...